If you're just tuning in for the second date update, it's like one of those love stories that you see in the movies. Not the blockbuster movies in theaters, but the straight-to-DVD ones,
where the
love interest is like Christian Slater in his 50s.
I was wondering when the rat infestation came into play.
Basically, Natalie feels like she met a guy who's like the missing piece in her life.
God, so many puzzle analogies.
Out of thousands of options out there, he's the one that just fits perfectly in that space that she's been searching for. You know, whenever she gets bored, there's a game and a guy that she can turn to for relief. It's almost like what's that called?
Yeah?
A puzzle!
Battleship.
Yeah.
No!
Just like Battleship. He's the battleship to her aircraft carrier. Is that right, Natalie?
That's 100% right.
That's right. I knew I nailed it with that one.
She's with it. I love it.
That was like 10 puzzle jokes.
I know, it was really good. I don't know
what you're talking about. I'm just describing their date. Basically, Natalie met a guy named Eric online who she describes as looking like the least famous Jonas brother.
I forgot his name again. Kevin. Thank you.
Right, but his name is Eric. And they didn't get to go to the bar they wanted to because it was closed down. So instead, they went back to his apartment and played puzzles. Is that how you say it?
I think you do a puzzle.
They did a puzzle together.
Yeah, there it is.
They shared a puzzle together.
But you rated it really high, though, Natalie, right? You liked it.
I did. I liked it a lot.
She liked it better than the original date they had planned.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now we're going to try and call up Eric and see if we can get him to do another puzzle with you.
How are you feeling?
I'm excited to find out what's been going on because I've been so baffled by all of this.
Right, because your description does not match what he texted you, which was something about, like, basically, don't ever talk to me again.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've even, like, reached out to my girlfriend. I'm like, okay, am I missing something? Like, what's going on here?
You are missing something.
Ooh, I love definitely. When we have a group of girls invested in this. Let's do it.
Brooke's like dead.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to call Eric right now and try and get your second date update, all right?
Okay,
here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Eric, please?
This is he.
Hi, Eric. This is young Jeffrey from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. Do you have a moment to speak with us?
Okay.
Yes?
Well, we're doing something on our show called a second date update. That's where if you go out on a date with someone and afterwards they're not calling you back, they can reach out to us and we'll try and figure out the reason why.
Okay.
So we're calling on behalf of a girl named Natalie.
Wow.
So you remember going out with Natalie. She wants to know, why aren't you calling her back? She feels like she had a really good time with you.
Wow. So you're calling me to find out. Okay. We went out. It was cool.
That was a question mark at the end of that? I mean, I don't know. I feel like when we talked to her, she was really excited about you.
We should break down the date for you, maybe piece by piece.
Okay.
I know you're into that stuff.
Yeah, he is.
So, we heard that you met her online.
Yeah.
And that you were supposed to go to one of your favorite bars, but unfortunately it was closed down. So instead, you guys grabbed some drinks and went back to your apartment and did a puzzle together.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah. I don't know how you know all that.
Well, she told us.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that still is just weird. But, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what we did.
And the most shocking part to me was that you actually had a puzzle back at your place. I thought for sure you had set the whole thing up like you knew the bar was going to be closed just as an excuse to get her back to your house.
No. Did not know the bar was going to be closed. And yeah, I love puzzles.
Yeah, she said that she was really surprised, but she had a great time with you. So with all this good news, what's the reason that you're not talking to her?
I mean, we did have a really good time.
Yeah.
I don't know how much she told you.
I just told you what she told us. But we'd like you to fill in the missing pieces for us.
Well, missing pieces is kind of what it's all about. Like,
yeah, what are they?
Well, I would like to know where they are.
Huh.
There are two pieces missing from my puzzle.
Wait, what?
They're not in my apartment. So that means she had to have taken them.
Wait.
What?
Are you accusing her of stealing puzzle pieces?
I mean, I don't want to just come out and accuse somebody of stealing puzzle pieces. I'm just saying we were there. We did the puzzle. I'm working on this puzzle every day. It's right in my living room. There are two pieces that are gone. So she's the only person who's been there.
Oh.
So.
You sure you didn't lose them, bro?
Wait,
those things
what?
Fall and... go under carpet.
Why do you think she would take puzzle pieces?
Exactly. Why would somebody take puzzle pieces? You have any idea how infuriating that is?
What would be in it for her?
Wait, she can see him again. I just figured it out. If she holds them for ransom, he has to call her.
It's not like a guy's sweater. It's a piece of the Empire State Building or whatever he's building.
What are you talking about? She would have told us that if that was her plan when we talked to her.
She's setting us up too.
Yeah, I don't know why somebody would do that. It's really not cool.
But what if the box came without the pieces? I mean, there's a lot of other explanations, right? Like, what if, I don't know, some factory worker that put it all together was playing a prank on you from the beginning and it has nothing to do with her?
No, I counted them. They were all there.
See, he's serious.
You counted
about
them?
His puzzles.
Did you look inside your vacuum? Because you said you vacuumed your floor.
Oh. I did.
Oh, you did.
I believe that from a man who actually counts the puzzle pieces. That is crazy.
I actually emptied out the vacuum bag and went through it for like half an hour. Nothing was in there. Guarantee you that the only explanation is that she's got them.
That's maniacal if she really took this.
I know.
Well, I feel like maybe we should ask the accused puzzle thief herself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Eric, Natalie is actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
What?
Natalie?
Yeah, surprise. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Whoa. That came in hot.
Oh, my God. Hey.
Are you kidding? You think that I stole 2 puzzle pieces to hold them ransom?
It makes sense.
I don't know about holding ransom, but I'm pretty sure that you got the pieces.
You're pretty sure. You know what? I didn't take them because I have better things to do with my life than take puzzle pieces. You just instantly jumped to the conclusion, oh, I can't find 2 puzzle pieces. Oh, Natalie must have taken them. I couldn't have, I don't know, misplaced them since it took you how many days to find the piece that I found in an hour?
Oh, now you're coming after his puzzling skills, Eric.
That's a really low blow. You saw me working. I'm good at puzzles. This is like my whole, this is what I do. Can't say that.
Sure.
He's the puzzle guy.
Oh, yeah, sure. You're really good at puzzles. I'm not going to deny that, but maybe I'm better.
Oh, that's messed up.
I see what you're doing. You're just saying that so you can come back to the apartment, plant them, and then say, look, I'm better than you.
Oh, see?
Okay, Eric, I think you need to slow down. I don't think anybody is that competitive with puzzles that she would come back and plant them just so she could defeat you in your puzzle game.
You'd be surprised. She's super sketchy. She's taking these things, I'm telling you.
I don't know who's telling the truth.
I don't know.
Actually, I'm completely blown away that I haven't had the cops coming to knock on my door because you called them about your missing 2 pieces of your freaking puzzle.
Not yet, they haven't.
I definitely considered calling them, so you're lucky I didn't.
Okay, you guys.
He's kidding. Yeah.
So you considered calling the police, but you never considered calling me and saying, hey, Natalie, I'm a grown man, and I was wondering, did you by chance accidentally take 2 pieces of my puzzle?
Eric, you liked Natalie. She liked you. You guys had a really good connection. You're blowing this way out of proportion, man.
Yeah, you should put like a missing sign up in your neighborhood with pictures of the missing puzzle pieces. It might help you find it better.
It's a centerpiece.
Always is, Jose. Always is.
Corners are easy.
I think the only thing I can do at this point is ask Natalie, would you be willing to take a lie detector test to know once and for all if you did or didn't take the puzzle pieces?
I mean, I know that I didn't, but I'll do it just to prove to Mr. Eric over here that I didn't do it.
All right, Eric.
Hey, there you go, Eric.
That's a pretty strong statement from her.
Yeah.
Are you just paying for this test? Because if you are, I'm in.
No.
Can we do that?
We'll pay for the cheapest version of it.
Yeah.
No.
We're not going to do the FBI one because I think that one's pretty pricey. But
dollar store polygraph.
No, we'll do like the mall security lie detector test if they let us use that.
If you guys are serious, let's do this.
Okay.
All right, Natalie, what do you say?
No.
You and Eric go to the mall and take a lie detector test behind Kohl's together.
Dude, that is a good way to meet.
And then they can buy another puzzle at the
mall.
Yep.
You know what? I'll go and do this test just to prove a point, and then that can be it.
You know what?
This is so stupid.
No, we're miracle workers. We just brought 2 people together, much like 2 pieces of a puzzle.
Hey!
Bringing them together.
Bravo! You did it again!
Actually, we're the puzzle experts, it turns out.
The only thing I'm worried about is that there's still a puzzle thief on the loose, you guys. We haven't caught them yet.
That's true.
I'm serious. Listen, if anybody out there has seen either of these two puzzle pieces, please let me know.
We'll get right on that, Eric.